This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'll do fair for 200.
Really? Yeah. All right.
I think I'm ready.
Fair for 200. This is perfect. A burger joint Johnny wouldn't dare step foot in.
Mets.
Is Johnny?
Yes.
Oh.
Danny.
Shake Shack.
I want to give it to you.
That's incorrect.
Yanks.
Yes, George.
Is it like something like In-N-Out because Johnny doesn't live on the West Coast?
You know what? That's funnier. So I'll give you the cash for it, but that's not it.
I don't think I've definitely never opened up to you about the burger joints I go to.
Okay.
Is it a burger joint called the Burger Joint?
Oh, wait. Holy shit. I actually think it is. I'll still give that to Amir. Where is Burgers by Honest Chops in the Village?
No, that's not what I said.
Do you have any NYU students here? Yeah. Do you guys ever go to Burgers by Honest Chops?
No.
Cool. In studio, everything's clean. That I can assure you.
Okay.
Yeah. How does everybody feel? I feel a little frazzled after what just happened. Marika, would you like to narrate?
Sure. I don't know what you were doing right beforehand, but basically, what's that face?
No, I just, because it really did go from me just sitting here to...
Yeah, you kind of suddenly gesticulated and slapped your pint glass of cold brew onto the ground, onto the sandbags, onto your tote bag, onto the camera, onto the cord loop.
My phone.
Yeah, onto your phone.
Yeah.
So you spent the better part of 5 minutes cleaning that up. Casey, frazzled, because you've been in this position before, if we recall, when you sprayed. Yeah, you sprayed
champagne
everywhere.
Wine. Yeah.
So... repeat event, slightly less sticky. Fortunately, didn't get on any equipment, but you know,
it was a pint glass, which is very big. You can hold it up right now, and it was like filled to the brim with like cold brew concentrate, like the caffeine equivalent of five coffees.
Yeah.
Just spilled everywhere as you tipped the glass over. That was full to the brim.
Yeah, it was probably at the logo.
Yeah. Dame Lillard style.
Nice.
Thursday, July 21st. the fact that it's not really playing.
Yeah.
But in the edit.
It was also just like, it didn't look like you were doing anything. So it just kind of, it almost felt like Casey was the one that clapped.
We tried to get a producer camera on Casey for this episode, but we'll have to do it next time.
Yeah. I could hold up my iPhone and film him the entire time.
You run out of storage in 5 minutes.
But what a way to go.
We have in studio, I should have started with this, two New Yorkers. We've got Kayla Moriarty on the horn. And Marika Brownlee, I think, bringing up the rear.
Interesting.
Sure.
And then
sort of
the
I
rear is here.
The middle cog.
Yeah.
The machine.
Child. That'd be nice.
I'm a middle child.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Was your experience to textbook or was it better than that?
To textbook.
Yeah.
What is the middle child known for?
Being overlooked.
Because it's all about the extremes.
Mm-hmm.
The youngest and the oldest.
Which of your brothers is overlooked? Because you're the youngest, right?
Yeah. The middle child, you know, graphic designer. I don't know if he was overlooked. Seems like he was properly looked, but I'd have to ask him for his own personal. Oh, Coffee almost spilled.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, TV. Ask him.
I don't want to call him right now.
You text.
All right, fine. Hey, were you overlooked growing up?
It's kind of like the text that we almost made Jeff send.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought you did for send chess. A text.
I did send a text. Well, not the one you...
Yeah.
She wanted me to send my ex-girlfriend. We're on good terms, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't do that.
Interesting.
Because even if you're on good terms, that's not a good text.
Because right. It means I'm about to say something that might put us on bad terms. Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
How is Los Angeles treating you guys? You were just here.
I was just here.
Yeah.
I haven't been since 2019, right. Probably.
Wow.
How has it changed? There's pudding stores.
Haven't noticed those. Well, it's been pretty much the same as right. currently.
She has brought up multiple times that the noodle place is gone.
Yeah. But that was even needle? Before noodle. The pandemic. There was a place very close by here called We Have Noodles. That was my favorite restaurant in LA. And it's gone.
But, we have noodles.
Yeah.
It feels like a cardboard sign.
It was truly like one of the best meals I've ever eaten in my life. It was like sous vide chicken breast soup. Pickled long beans. I'll never forget it. And I'll never pickled be able to
read it. Sous vide chicken breast.
And long beans.
Pickled long beans.
For $81.50.
Were there noodles?
Yeah, there were noodles. You bet there were noodles.
How did you even find that place?
My friend. I think it was like on this block on the corner. Like it was very close to here.
Yeah. Because there is a noodle place and it's called Needle.
Yeah. I think it was in that building.
Yeah.
Casey. Have you been to the Giant Isaac Bread Co. next door?
Oscar Isaac and his brother got Giant. Into the bakery.
Game. Yeah.
Giant.
Ryan?
No.
G-I-A-N?
Dean's Ryan. Yeah.
It's J-Y-A-N, which does feel like Gene Ryan. Casey, did you ever go to this noodle place? Have you heard of it?
I've never heard of this place. No.
Now I feel like I'm being gaslit. Like it wasn't real.
I know it was,
I assure you.
Everywhere I liked in New York, you were like, okay. That's
well,
the place.
Because you got really into Zabar's like a month into your trip. You discovered that.
Well, I know that everybody loves Zabar's, but I emerged out of the subway station, whatever the fucking thing is, the L, not the L, the six.
Yeah, sure.
The red one.
No,
that's the 1-2-3.
But the 1-2-3.
Yeah.
In the Upper West
Amsterdam.
Side.
Amsterdam. Yeah, sure.
And I was like, where have you been all my life? Hmm. It was love at first flight of stairs in the subway.
I'm going to say flight of cheese.
The architecture was unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, the fucking, where did John Lennon get shot? The Dakota?
Yeah, the Dakota.
I would kill to live there.
Sure.
Yeah.
I used to work at a hospital in New York City, and our claim to fame was that that's the hospital where John Lennon died.
Damn.
That's all I
feel him?
Every day.
Wait, there it is.
let's keep it going. I do want to hear more about your guys' jaunt in L.A., but what's everybody's...
Save.
Bomb of the week.
Who cares? Okay.
No, I actually have.
Every week we name four celebrities. It never matters.
I have a great answer for this.
We have Craig. What's his name? Daniel Craig.
What sucks for you is that you just did this 48 hours ago.
Right? I don't even remember what I said.
Things have changed
for me
in the landscape of James Bond. And obviously, this will come out way later than this, but Joe Pera did announce that he is the new James Bond on Seth Meyers last night.
Wow.
So that's my Bond of the week.
Okay.
He said, we need a James Bond who knows a lot about trees and beans. And I agree with that.
What's going on with you and beans
today?
Yeah, a
lot of beans talk.
Not to be confused with the bean stock.
I was quoting Joe Pera. Uh-huh.
You were paraphrasing.
Why not a,
wow.
Very nice.
Why not a celibate American James Bond, you said.
Why not a celibate American James Bond?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jesus.
So that's my pick. Joe Pera's great.
Sure.
Amir?
I'll stick with the Joes and I'll go Joe Biden.
Hmm.
That's come on, right. Man.
What is that?
That's my Biden impression.
Hmm.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Wow.
He has COVID, so prayers.
Why won't you die?
To me or...
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, that's my vote.
I can talk about beans more.
That's all right. Okay. Bond of the week.
Gonna go with my boy whose new show I love, Nathan Fielder.
Yeah, oh. I've heard it's good. I haven't seen it
so
yet.
So good.
That would be very funny. My friend used to live right next door to Nathan.
And really?
He lives right like 2 blocks that way. Mm. Casey?
How about DJ Qualls?
Pretty good.
Who?
He's what? Old and thin.
Explain, please.
Yeah, who's DJ Qualls?
He's the nerdy guy from Road Trip.
Yeah. He's I don't think he's been in a movie in 15 years at least.
What a comeback.
That's what I'm thinking.
Emaciated man.
You know, I had a different one written down, but I might change mine to Brandon Fraser for similar reasons.
Brandon or Brendan?
Brandon.
Brandon. Oh, a different guy?
Yeah, he's the namesake of Fraser National Park.
Oh, interesting.
What?
It's like Glacier, but you're a little frazzled.
Interesting.
Okay, how many scrambled eggs and tossed salads can you get there? Yes.
Well, none, because it's a Nash. Grayson, cut this out.
No.
Grayson, don't listen
to
Jeff.
Is this leading to the You Must Not Know About Something song?
No, I stopped doing that.
Oh, yeah. Why is that?
I didn't, like, it was not, it became not fun for me.
Interesting.
My pick this week is Prince Harry. Because he needs, first of all, he needs to ingratiate himself back within like the classic UK culture. Also, he's not doing anything. And he's living in here, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
In LA?
Yeah. He can take a meeting at MGM like that. And I think it'd be interesting to see a royal Bond.
Sorry, did you think that was a pun?
I thought that was sort of a bomb drop. I thought that would have been interesting to you guys in some way.
Right. Bond is kind of like royalty almost to the culture.
Right.
Yeah.
He's going.
Okay.
That's fine. He's leaving, I think. Checking the levels, or maybe we haven't recorded.
Grayson, keep that in.
I'm worried about the sound effects playing in the room and then hitting Casey's mic.
I'm worried about it hitting my ears.
Yeah, definitely right also under that. It. You really are.
Major key alert.
There it is, yeah.
Make sure that everything works a second time. So I don't even know if it worked on the Tuesday episode. We did the same thing. But
there were some issues, for sure.
Like echo?
Yeah.
Really?
Like you guys talked about Gash too much?
I wasn't there.
I didn't hear that.
The Gash thing or the echo?
The echo.
And did you hear the Gash thing?
Oh, the Gash thing was a hit.
That episode hasn't come out yet, right?
It comes out tomorrow morning, but I know it's going to be a hit.
Right?
Interesting.
Okay.
Just you three. You, Jake, and Amir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That'll be a hit.
The core four.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's take it back to Kayla and Marika in Los Angeles. How long are you here?
Till Monday.
Okay. So that's enough time to maybe have a little rendezvous. Let's talk about dating in LA.
Yeah, here we go.
Are you curious?
No.
What the scene is like here compared to New York?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah.
But what about like, because I was thinking we could go to Zebulon.
You're asking her out?
No, I feel like I could wingman you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's sweet.
That is nice of you. I don't think I need to go to Zebulon though.
Right. Have you been?
No.
I ran into, the last time Jake was in town, I think you weren't there, but I ran into Jake and Marty at Zebulon, and I just surfed with Jake that morning.
Do you go often?
What's that?
Do you go often, or was that just a coincidence?
Well, it's kind of interesting, actually, because, like, Zebulon was, like, the bar last year.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. So what?
Are you, like, meeting me where I'm at?
I don't think so.
That was every weekend we were going.
Oh, interesting.
And then this year it hasn't been thus.
Interesting.
It's been, I've maybe gone twice since I got back from New York, which for those who aren't familiar, this is like a fine bar in Los Angeles. But
has something replaced it? Like
4100 Bar.
You're going there every weekend?
Almost every weekend, yeah.
Wow, interesting.
That's crazy to me because that was like a spot like a decade ago. 4100
Right.
Bar. And then it wasn't,
comes in cycles.
And now it's back.
Like, yeah, things that become cool and then overcrowded, and then it becomes boring again, and then it becomes cool again.
100%. There was what was the old place?
Tenants Satellite. Of the Trees. Oh yeah, Satellite. Yeah.
The Satellite was the spot. 2019.
Didn't that close?
Yeah, doesn't exist anymore. COVID closure.
Yeah,
that's a real bummer. There was a dance party there every Saturday called Dance Yourself Clean. That was a lot of fun.
That's fun.
Yeah. But we're not here to talk about fucking the Satellite.
But you brought up nightclubs in LA.
We're here to talk about LA Rex.
What's that?
It's, you know, Rex Orange County.
Yeah.
This is Rex Los Angeles County. So do you guys need any Rex? Like,
oh,
restaurants? Yeah. Sorry.
Where did you guys eat dinner last night?
Yeah.
Semi-tropic with Marty and Cohen.
Marty loves the
Semi-tropic. I've been there with him.
He was waxing poetically about it.
And they don't have much food.
They don't at all.
No.
When popcorn's on your menu, then you know.
Popcorn on the menu.
Hot.
Do you want nuts too? That'll be 11. Why?
L&E Oyster Bar.
I love that place.
Yeah. I highly recommend.
I don't like the marinated shrimp cocktail.
Thoughts?
Didn't know they had that.
They don't.
Really?
Secret menu, yeah.
Oysters Rockefeller, Clams Casino, and a pheasant roast. That's a fuzzy pheasant roast on the side. What's the only steak you can have as a side?
Is this a riddle? What are you saying?
What?
Name the only steak you can have on the side.
On the side.
Yeah, a side
steak. Hanger steak.
Flank steak.
Oh, wow.
Why?
Is that a riddle?
Because you're flank.
Okay.
I was thinking like hanging on, a hanger on.
Yeah.
It's kind of on the side too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steak fries.
I don't eat steak though.
So.
That could be the answer to your riddle.
Yeah.
What's the only steak you can have on the side of?
No.
Steak fries. Better than yours. What was it? Flank steak.
Flank steak's really funny. Flank is a side.
I think steak fries is a better punchline to that.
I don't think so.
Casey? Neither are great.
I see merits
but one
to
is
both.
Better. He's just flank.
We have a little bit more time. Let's talk about this upcoming imminent Formula One podcast.
Wow.
Can we?
Should we? It's very...
We've been talking about it. I don't think it's a secret.
Yeah, I mean, we want to do a Formula One podcast.
Basically, we have a meeting scheduled for August 4th.
That's how we
2023.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That meeting could be the first episode.
I don't think so. Because we have to do it about... What is it?
The Belgian Grand Prix.
Grand Prix.
Yeah.
The Italian one is this weekend.
Nope.
The fucking, the Austrian.
It's French yeah. For sure, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Austrian already happened.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Circuit, Paul Ricard.
And this is why you can never be on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just don't know your shit, and it's very obvious.
Yeah.
He's a fish now.
I do think that something that I don't respect about myself is that I feel like I dabble. In a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't dive into any one thing.
Well, you do dive in. Right. You just dive out really fast.
Even that hat, you want it to be a hockey fan for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
You're being read to filth.
I know.
Yeah.
The library
You're a jack
is
of no trades and a master of even less than that.
Wow. A whack of all trades.
You know little about everything and nothing about all.
I know a lot about 60s rock history.
But even that is like new-ish for you.
That's like 4 years.
Right. But that's still new. Yeah. I mean, it's like, yeah.
I had a conversation.
What trivia category would you know the most about?
Music.
Yeah.
Music?
Yeah.
But specifically, what kind of music?
Any music, but mostly from 60s, 70s.
Interesting.
I had a conversation on Saturday night from... I think 2:30 in the morning to 5:30 in the morning on somebody's stoop. And we were talking about music because they were all musicians. And I was talking about this is not interesting.
No.
No.
You guys have nothing to add. It'd be interesting if you guys
I can
cared.
Ask you a trivia question.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good. That way we can figure out exactly how much he knows about music.
This is a softball question. If you don't get it, you are a disgrace
to
music.
Again, I know music. I don't really know sports.
It's a music question.
You said it was. Oh, yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
Like you're playing softball.
What musician has... affiliation with the Manson family?
Brian Wilson.
Good job. And how did he die?
Or not Brian Wilson. Starts with an R. The other Wilson brother from the Beach
Incorrect.
Boys.
Incorrect. It was Brian Wilson, I'm pretty sure.
I think it was Dennis Wilson.
Dennis. Damn it. That definitely
so far,
starts with
Casey
an R.
Knows the most.
Okay, how did Dennis Wilson die?
I don't know.
Okay, he drowned.
That sucks. Well,
all right. Who's in the band Fun with a period?
Oh, Nate Roos, Jack Antonoff, and then the third guy that nobody cares about.
Did you know that Adam was in The Format with Nate?
Yeah.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Did you, Adam
did
Boyd?
You not, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you not
was in
know
The
that?
Format?
Yes, baby.
I loved The Format.
Right?
What the fuck?
I know.
I know.
We all learned this on the retreat.
I was there. I didn't hear that.
I don't really know who that is or the band.
Really big bomb drop.
Adam's such a sick guy. He was in The Format and then he worked at kink.com.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What a cool career trajectory. And now he works at HeadGum.
Interesting. Yeah. You should have him on
this
show.
It's a downward trajectory.
Yeah.
In a way, yeah. In terms of notoriety. Although more people know HeadGum than The Format.
I was obsessed with The Format.
Yeah.
I went to every single show in the New England area in
so
college.
So you told him that?
Yeah. And then I made him get on a Zoom with my best friend and I so we could be like, oh my God.
That's crazy. Shout out The Format for those who know.
Dog problems.
Yeah.
The Format played at Grad Bash at Universal Studios in 2006. And I was there.
What was that?
We obviously saw that.
Yeah.
Don't say
but that's
anything.
Cool, Casey.
That is really cool. Who else played there?
The Format's the only one I remember.
Wow. Everyone knows this band I've never even heard of.
Can we go around really quick and say our favorite song? Never mind.
No, that's not. We heard a commercial. That's fine. Kind of abrupt, but ultimately okay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back.
You know, Kevin Love's uncle was in the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry,
he's frazzled.
Have you guys seen the show Beat Shazam?
Beat Shazam?
Beat Shazam!
Oh, oh, like sorry. That tune?
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
Hosted by Jamie Foxx, I believe on CBS.
Sure.
Basically, it's just, can you name this song before the app Shazam does?
Okay.
So I thought we could play that. There's no twist to it. It's just, I thought that'd be fun.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
All three of us at the same time, one at a time.
I think you in the show, they elect someone. So just for every round.
Okay.
Whoever does it the fastest and is right.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the name of the game, Beat Shazam.
Great.
Casey, also feel free to play along. But you guys have to elect someone. There's six songs.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Just as in the show. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Classic music? I don't know.
I wouldn't be able to name what this is.
You guys lost. That
Beethoven's
was,
Third.
Het Tempo by Edwin Rutten.
Yeah. Are they all obscure or are they like real songs, I wonder?
I just was like, what, you know.
Yeah, what popular songs are there in the 17th century?
Right, yeah.
Here we go. You guys lost that one. Here we go.
It's going well. The Nutcrackers theme. Songs are so slow and quiet. Is this Fantasia?
You guys are getting more time because Shazam can't hear it.
Yeah, oh, okay.
That's fair.
Did it just stop?
It was a short song.
It's like the background to a Disney cartoon from the 20s.
All right, that's a failed round.
Yeah. Okay.
Shazam can't recognize it.
For you,
that one was Symphony Number 6, Tchaikovsky.
Oh, sure,
that's pretty
sure.
famous.
Yeah.
Next one is Mambo Number 5. Flight of the Bumblebee.
Nope, that's not a song.
It sounds like the beginning of It's All Coming Back to Me Now.
Shazam doesn't work.
I don't think these are songs.
Mahler. Right. Symphony Number 2.
Sure.
Okay.
I wonder if the other three are going to be symphonies like this.
I bet they will.
Would be fun if they were real songs.
Really?
Yeah. Then people can play at home.
Right. Well, I don't think people listen to this to play along. It's more like torture. Based on the comments I read.
Right.
Interesting.
I don't know.
So the worse the episode, the better almost. All right, let's hear
it. So then you're nailing it.
Mahler's Ball.
Everybody's talking.
Save Casey. Oh, it's that. I won't be able to think of the name.
I have no idea.
Shazam does not work. That was A Man Without Love by Engelbert Humperdinck.
Try the Siri one, because maybe Shazam is...
All right, here we go. Cool.
Yeah. Here, I'll do it on my phone and see if it works.
This is not seamless. In my head, this was going to kill.
Interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
You did say that.
You want to?
Yeah.
You want to hit play?
Yep.
We're back.
Not able to find anything.
Beethoven Gross Fuge.
And it was gross. Fuge.
That was fun.
Really quick. Okay, so it's over.
Well, I mean, what were you going to say?
No, you know what? That's good. I think we're good.
Let's get it started. For the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh!
She did get that one. There you go.
L.A. Bucket List. L.A. Bucket List.
So we're back to the L.A.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's why
that's where
here.
We are.
Yeah.
I wish I had time to see some of my friends. Probably don't. So that's kind of a bummer. We're here for Comic-Con, so we're leaving L.A.
Yeah, should you want to talk about that a little bit?
I mean, I'll probably have more to say when I get back. Obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was checking my email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, by the way.
Casually.
Well, Jake mentioned that we might do another festival.
Is that what
we're trying to?
HeadGum Live.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Where do you want to see it?
I don't know. I think we were talking about Portland, Seattle. Yeah.
I'm listening.
Anytime you talk, anytime I talk, you were just checking your email.
Well, now I'm listening intently. Mm-hmm. Well, Portland? Now,
yeah, sure. Portland, Seattle,
Pacific Northwest.
Why?
I don't know.
London.
London would be huge.
I'd love to go to London.
Just throwing it out.
Really
next year.
Really expensive, though.
Really expensive.
Well, we could just join the London Podcast Festival.
Mm-hmm. Also, Tokyo.
That'd be nice. Mm.
Australia, New Zealand.
We should go to Australia.
Have you been?
No, I've never been. I would love to go. I used to really want to live there.
What's the thing for data of, like, most listenership? What's it called? DMX or something?
DMX is dead.
Right. Well, that's...
Like the demographics?
Demographics.
DMA? Yeah.
DMA.
District Metropolitan Area?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Where are our biggest cities? New York, for sure. Toronto, I think, right? Melbourne?
Yeah. New York, LA.
London?
Toronto doesn't really know. I mean, it's usually, like, New York, LA, Boston, Austin, Chicago.
Cleveland.
Atlanta.
Very coastal, very urban.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should do Nashville.
We could do Paris.
Paris,
yeah.
It doesn't really do well in non-English speaking countries.
Mm. Yeah.
Romania, then.
Romania?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I have the hiccups.
It's because you guys were housing cake before this.
Nothing to do with that.
You force-fed everyone at the office.
Yeah, he's been talking about it all day.
Yeah.
I had half a cake left over.
Your cousin baked and you
cousin baked a cake for Avital's birthday. We finished half of it, brought in the other half, and then everybody here got together, ate a lot of cake, and there's still a half of that half left.
Can I actually bring something up? Oh,
every time you start talking, you move
on. It's fine. Why am I even here?
Yeah.
Please continue.
I was just going to say, I feel like this is a good place to address what I think is some tension between us, Amir.
Oh, me and you?
Yeah, because you asked me if I wanted cake and I said no, thank you. Yeah. And the look I got.
Because I'm trying to hoard this cake.
I like felt hoard really.
It? I'm trying to come home with an empty tray.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, I just felt like you were really mad at me and I just want to make sure we're okay.
Because I feel like everyone should be doing their part to finish the cake.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I don't really like desserts.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Except at like Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
Oh, you like
or Sour like Punch candy. Straw, Sour Belt.
I'm the
sour
opposite. Bacon. I like pastries and I don't like candy.
Ah, well.
I love all
sweets.
Anyways, just want to say I am so sorry if I offended you.
So you would never have any cake or cookie?
Not never, but not often.
Fresh baked chocolate chip cookies in the kitchen. Are you having one?
Probably not.
Wow.
What if they were brown butter chocolate chip?
And maybe I'd try one. I had a little piece of cookie at Micah's birthday when we got him Levain cookies.
Oh,
and
those are...
And you're not even into that?
No.
Interesting. Why do you think that is? That,
I don't know.
Those are like the easiest things to eat.
Yeah, it's not about the difficulty of eating the dessert. It's about her not having a big sweet tooth.
Yeah, but you can have not a big sweet tooth, but still want a cookie.
No, you can't.
I'd rather have a cheese plate than any dessert any day.
Ice cream?
Couldn't be me.
No. No ice cream for me.
I'll skip the tart and get an Amaro Nonino.
Oh, yeah. I'll drink my desserts.
Yeah. It's a digestive.
So.
Yeah.
What's the deal with almonds as like a pastry? Like I accidentally got like an almond croissant.
I love it.
Yeah, marzipan croissant. Is like my favorite. Almond anything.
How do you make that? It's not just almonds, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But they make it sweet in a way. What are they?
Almonds are sweet.
Also,
that's what cyanide tastes like.
Oh, really? It's almost like alcohol.
Yeah. So if I... Yeah, never mind.
That's right. Plant that seed.
Welcome to The Price Alt Right. So the name of the game is The Price Alt Right.
Basically what I'm going to do with all the talk of the
Did you just get Photoshop? Because you've been Photoshopping more recently. The Gash Cab, The Price Alt Right.
The Instagram posts.
It's all the Instagram. Yeah. It's
I'm
all new.
Trying to put some more effort into the show.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's called The Price is Alt Right.
The effort's nice, but the output doesn't seem worth it.
It's funny that the CBS logo is still there.
That's nice that you're trying, but
it's a big CBS day on the podcast. We're really celebrating it.
Yeah.
The eye.
And the eyes have it. CBS paid me the most in my life ever, so I feel brand loyalty.
And you've worked here for many years in comparison.
Well, yeah. Anyway, Price Alt-Right. Mm-hmm. The idea is there's been a lot of talk in the news recently about, you know, the more higher-ups that were involved and at fault for the January 6th insurrection and attempted coup. But what about all the people that were there, the rioters who are currently in jail?
Which I'll remind everyone was not me, like you tried to say on a previous episode.
Well, I wouldn't talk with too much freedom about it because you might end up locked into litigation. Here we go. I'm going to present you a rioter. I'm going to tell you what they did. And then Price is Right rules. You have to tell me how long their sentence is in months.
Okay.
This is for actual cash.
Are we calling them rioters or patriots?
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
I'm just kidding. Everybody. I'm just kidding.
Everybody. Nice. Here we go. Our first contestant in a way. This is Robert Scott Palmer. He hurled wooden boards and an extinguisher at police officers.
Mm.
What do you think this sentence is?
Is this a sentence served in jail, or is it something else?
Jail.
Okay.
9 months.
9 months?
1 month.
Okay.
14 months.
All right. I had like a...
Should Casey guess?
Yeah, Casey.
20 months.
Casey takes the cake with that one, so to speak. He got 63 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's still in prison.
Here we go.
Jesus Christ.
This is going to be Devlin Thompson.
Devlin.
Devlin assaulted
the Devlin himself.
Devlin assaulted a police officer with a metal baton, and he also tried to throw a speaker at the police, but missed and ended up injuring another rioter.
Mm. So does that take months off?
I think it's still violence and a crime.
He threw a speaker or the speaker of the house?
He Nancy hurled Nancy.
She's petite.
Speaker of the house.
Yeah, the guy looks like an extra from Newsies. Like, there's no way this is
you mentally cut off so fast. You were like, I'll try this.
I felt so small in that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it, though. Labiz.
Okay, I'm going to say 16 months.
16
I'm gonna,
months.
I'm going to go 70.
70 months.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, give me 30 months.
30 months. Casey?
45.
Casey is once again correct.
Wow.
46 months.
Wow.
I can't believe
not fair because he was there.
I was just watching.
I was taking note of what Devlin was up to. That looks like a Rosenberg brother.
Oh my God.
Lonnie Leroy Kaufman's. Lonnie drove to the Capitol from Alabama in a pickup truck loaded with a small arsenal of Molotov cocktails, a 9mm handgun, a rifle, a shotgun, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, large capacity ammunition feeding devices, a crossbow with bolts, machetes, camouflage smoke detectors, and gas-filled mason jars used to make napalm.
Damn.
But then he got sleepy and ended up crashing in Charlotte.
I would also like to mention that he was 72 at the time of his sentences and carrying two handguns at the time of arrest.
Jesus.
Hmm.
I kind of feel bad for this guy.
Am I boring you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Shit, really?
71 months. Let's give him the chair.
Whatever.
The judge did say I'd never seen a homemade batch of weaponry to this scale.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever 5 years is in months. Five times 12.
You're on top of the math stuff pretty well.
60. Yeah.
60.
You're guessing 60.
60. I don't know. 40.
Okay.
I'm going to say community service.
He just has to work at a preschool for a year.
Kayla takes it with 40. He got 46 months, which less than Devlin.
Yeah.
Who fucking threw a wood.
Yeah, I don't get how the first guy got the most. It seemed like his wasn't as bad as the other two.
I think different juries, different judges. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Different executioners.
Nicholas
was that
Langerand.
Him at a Bills game?
What's that?
Was that just him at a Bills game?
No way that's the front camera on an iPhone.
That's
like
very
that's
sharp.
I feel like he either turned his phone around or it's a legit camera.
He looks a little bit like one of my childhood best friends.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. This guy could be like a nice guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He threw various objects at police. And including an orange traffic barrier and two stick-like objects, prosecutors claimed the items were capable of inflicting serious bodily injury, but they didn't. Which I don't like his politics, but I'm a little bit like, how did you go to jail for that?
Yeah.
Let's hear your guys' guesses. 6 months? 30?
1 year.
Casey. 14 months.
Marika takes it 44 months, only
what?
2 months less than the guy who basically had an entire like third world country's army arsenal in his fucking Dodge.
We should work to get this man out of prison. He's a hero.
Oh my god.
We do nothing for Brittany Garner or Griner, and we do everything for Nicholas Langerand. Jacob Anthony Chansley, aka the QAnon shaman. All he really did was dress like a shaman and then like kind of waltz around. But what the prosecutors said was, what you did was terrible. You made yourself the epitome of the riot. You didn't slug anybody, but what you did here was actually obstruct the functioning of the entire government, which is a serious crime.
70 months.
36.
Everything seems to be in the 40s, so maybe there's some sort of precedent there. 40 months.
Okay. Casey?
50 months.
Amir is correct. 41 months. Greg Rubenacker.
This guy just vaped on a tour of the Oval Office.
That's exactly right. All he did was smoke weed, but on Capitol grounds.
And on live, it looks like.
Yeah.
That's his own Instagram.
Well, that's a Snapchat.
That's Snapchat.
That's a snap.
Yeah.
10 months.
Is that yellow facial hair?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, what's happening?
Because I thought that was his scarf or something.
Yeah. I think it's his weird, like, fur.
Okay.
Like it's under chin beard situation?
I think it's like an animal
furry
scarf.
Collared.
Are we boring you, Jeff? Okay.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Everyone's yawning.
Faster would be good.
The sign of a great pod. We're all groggy from eating sandwiches.
This dude smoked out the Capitol.
So he hotboxed the Capitol.
Yeah.
That's
the rotunda, at least.
20 months.
Okay.
So I said 10.
18.
Okay. Casey?
24.
Casey takes it 41 months, the same as the shaman. Here we go.
Everything's in the 40s, it seems.
Cleveland Meredith Jr.
Oh, this guy seems kind of nice.
Yes, yeah, seems it, but he's also
that, but
doing like motocross.
It's just like when they're younger, Amir's like, this guy is good.
Can you imagine this guy being like a sweet sort of nature enthusiast a little bit?
I could see him being fine, and then when he's like drunk at the local dive, he starts saying racist things.
I know at a base level I'm not gonna trust anyone.
He gives cuck energy.
He wishes he gives cuck energy.
You're saying he's not even confident enough in his sexuality that he can't present that to his partner?
Not even.
That's
40
really
months.
Sad. Yeah. 40.
Well, what did he do?
I didn't even say what he did.
Yeah, but everyone seems to be
getting. Okay, 41.
Traveled from Colorado, 41. traveled from Colorado to attend the riot, but later told investigators that he arrived too late in the end.
He was helping a family of ducklings cross a road in Missouri.
The day after, he sent a family member in Georgia a text message threatening to kill Nancy Pelosi. Mm. So his mother contacted the FBI and ratted him out.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that energy.
Yeah. Also, Colorado.
How old is he?
Shut up for a second. I never understand Colorado Republicans. Hmm. Like, why? There's a lot of them, but I feel like Colorado is such a blue state.
There's a lot of Republicans in California too.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, whatever. So 41.
Let's go 35.
35. Okay. Casey.
So he just texted. He wasn't even there, and he sent a text.
Yeah.
Well, he was there. He arrived late. So he got there a day later.
He got there
on the
9th.
Now it's time.
Went to Sparrow.
But he wasn't there insurrecting
right,
anybody.
Right,
no.
Right.
A verbal warning.
Insurrecting anybody.
I'm going to say nobody was correct in that one. 28 months.
Jeez. I said, oh.
So this guy's in prison.
Robert Chapman.
Ooh, Mutton Chaps.
Mutton Chapman.
This guy seems like a nice guy.
1 week after January 6th, Chapman told someone on Bumble that he took part in the riot. I did storm the Capitol, he wrote in a message. I made it all the way to Statuary Hall. The person Chapman confessed to then replied, "We are not a match." Ordered match. 3 months home.
Three months.
3 months.
I think 3 months home
detention, and then on top of that, he got this other sentence.
Life.
The chair
for the fucking beard.
I kind of fucked it up. 18 months probation. This has been The Price Alt-Right.
Question?
Yep.
Take us through the thought process of making this segment. Do you have a Google Doc going with a bunch of possibilities? Did you say this once in a joke/tweet and you said, oh, this could be good for a segment one day? And then you backed into the rules of the game?
I have found that game show parodies do well on the show, both with the audience and sometimes you guys have fun. Uh-huh. So I was like, what's a game?
Yeah, what do you think went wrong this time?
Can we open up for feedback?
Yeah, let's spend the next final 5 minutes auditing me a little bit.
You thought of the title first, right?
I thought of...
Wait, by the way, it's a really great title.
The title is right. It's correct. Yeah. And then you backed into the game based on the title.
Well, I was reading the news because I also come up with segments based on news. And it was like an article about all the people who had been sentenced from the January 6th riots. And I was like, oh, that'd be funny to guess. It could be funny to guess what their sentences are based on these things because a lot of these are ridiculous and they're all really ugly. Mm-hmm. And then I backed my way into the Price Alt-Right. Beat Shazam, I was like, that's a game show I haven't parodied yet. How do I make it frustrating to play?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Based on like early obscure classical music.
Yeah. Well, really famous classical music, but you guys are...
Well,
uncultured.
Yeah.
So
swine.
Well, I will say I preferred this to the game that you had us play one time of just watching you scroll through Deadline. So this was much better than that.
Yeah, that
than
was
that
more
segment.
Of a brainstorm.
What was that game called?
Jeff was unprepared today.
Yeah. No, I think that just in general, game show parodies. I mean, this isn't really even a game show parody. It just is like the
rules of
the rules,
game.
Kind of one part of The Price is Right. But
Dash Cab went over pretty well because I did 1-to-1.
Well, that hasn't come out yet, so we don't know how it went.
Yeah,
and it sounds incredibly offensive.
Well, it's just anatomy.
Looking at me, I didn't come up with that.
Uh-huh. Bodies are weird, man.
Bodies are very
bodies
weird.
Are weird.
What's the gash equivalent for a penis? Long bean.
Pickled long bean.
Member.
We have
member so bad. Plugs. What do you guys have going on? When you want to point the people to the floor is Casey's first.
Wow.
Follow me on Twitter at Casey Donahue. And also Letterboxd, why not?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Marika?
Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd at Marie Galon. I need more Letterboxd followers, guys.
How many Letterboxd followers do you have?
Like 500 something. Mm.
Can you like people's reviews? Or
yeah.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, yeah.
The worst! Amir?
I'll take it.
TikTok. Okay, Bloomer.
Casey? Or Kayla?
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Kaylala Moriarty. I feel so unwelcomed here. If you're at Comic-Con, go to the newcomers panel. If you're in Montreal, go to Jake and Amir's show.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll come
both
out
be over.
This is a week
yeah.
from tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Wait, well, they'll both be
over? Is...
yeah. Oh, yeah, wow.
Well, I hope we saw you there then.
Yeah.
Me too.
Come say hi.
I don't know what else we're up to. There's so many things.
We got a lot of things cooking.
At Jeff Boyardee on Twitter. Still nearing 10,000, 300 more to go, I think. Mm. And we'll have a company happy hour if I make it.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's, yeah. What else? I won't be here, so.
No, I mean, you going to New York?
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to New York next
I go to New York tomorrow.
Oh, how long are you
Why?
There?
For my mom's birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. We'll see you guys again next week. That's Dawes.
It really is Dawes, folks.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.